the third annual event where we have brought in the Pumpkin Fernal franchise from other tourist attractions across Ontario and are launching that at 7 p.m. So we kick off about 21 days of Pumpkin Fernal celebrations this Thursday evening at 7 p.m.
What can people expect when they come up to Discovery Harbour?
Well, the largest exhibits that we have, Dan, consist of pumpkins. They are about 15 to 17 hand-carved displays of really what are called funkins. So they're pumpkins that are carved by graphic design students in Eastern Ontario, and then they're shipped out to three different tourist attractions across Ontario. Discovery Harbour, obviously, is our location in Penetanguishene, and they're taken and formed into a variety of different displays, everything ranging from five model Ford vehicles going from the old Model A to Thunderbirds to Mustangs. We have new this year an Ontario 150 exhibit that really celebrates the 150 years of Ontario and Canada. So the pumpkins are in shapes such as a lacrosse player, a hockey player, a loony snowmobile, and a big maple leaf display of the Canadian flag and trees that are all hand-carved from these artificial funkins. So it's a very scenic walk through the historic site along the shores of Penetanguishene Bay, and there, as I mentioned, are a variety of different displays, and that's just a couple or three that I've mentioned, but there's a variety of different very exciting, intriguing displays, including a 20-foot dragon that actually breathes fire this year. The other end of the historic site we've transformed into a terror zone. So generally that one's designed for ages 12 and up, if you dare. There's what we call the Hag Shack. There's a variety of mazes and haunted areas that you go through. And new for this year, Dan, is something that's very exciting, very unique to Discovery Harbour in the terror zone, is actually a coffin ride. So it's simulated last ride, so to speak. So you actually climb into a coffin. There's a video screen, and it actually simulates the process of a funeral, the music, a funeral parlor. You climb in the coffin, and the animatronics, the effects of that actually have you on your last ride, being lowered into the ground. The sounds, the smells, the the animation of actually that last ride. So the coffin ride is new and unique for this year. Very, very exciting. We're getting a lot of coverage on that. So it's one of the new things that we've added this year.
I want to know who came back to life to tell you how this was going to work.
Well, it's all a bit of guesswork, and we probably could have asked some of the ghosts and haunts that we do, in fact, have at Discovery Harbour, because, Dan, we've chatted before about our ghost tours. So, there may be some soldier from the War of 1812 that's tried it firsthand, but we're offering that to visitors this year. There is a small extra charge for that, $5, but certainly worth the ride, for sure.
Have you tried it out?
I have not. I have not.
All right. All happening at Discovery Harbour starts Thursday night, and it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you said?
It's actually Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday evenings, or right through until the 30th of October, that final weekend around Halloween. We will go the five evenings, including Monday, October the 30th. The exciting thing that we've added to this year is some more things for the kids. There's a spooky trail that takes them up through the woods that's quite tame. That's more my speed. And also some face painting for kids as well. So the Pumpkin Ferno exhibits, and then the spooky trail and face painting for kids on Friday and Saturday kind of rounds out the family opportunity as well.
What is it going to cost for families to get in?
The cost for families is $8 per person. Kids 5 and under free. So it's tremendous value, including the Pumpkin Ferno displays, the kids' activities, the terror zone, and there is a small extra charge, as I mentioned, for that coffin ride, but certainly worth the value at Discovery Harbour in Penetanguishene.